go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shell. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles. Look, count my nose, smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what?
I'm from California. 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 This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
Check. I'm J to the O, coming through with the freestyle flow. No, I'm not going flow. I'm just talking at the beginning like Diddy. I'm not pretty. I run the city, named Northridge, California to be exact. Baylor on the right, he got my back. This is how we gon' do it on this track. Trey, listen up. This is a diss track.
I heard what you said.
Oh, y'all thought y'all was about to... Y'all thought y'all was about to get them bars? Never. I might put that behind the paywall. Why not? Shit that we did in Northridge. Part one. I had to make it a series because I got to bring Dabo on. Probably even Keon, DJ. I don't know if we could find Worm. Northridge was that was an era. That was the era right there. The college life, dog, with the shit that, yo, just to let y'all know, I was never enrolled into Northridge. I did not attend Northridge University. I was not enrolled ever in Northridge. And I was there day one, orientation, all the way up until my niggas graduated. And we still didn't know what Dobby Major was. We did a lot of damage in Northridge. That was like our second home. You kidding me? Once the homies, E-Bong, a.k.a. Worm, and my nigga Dobby, once they got accepted into Northridge, duh, I'm going too. What? Nigga rode out there in a bucket. E-Bong had like this hatchback. It should like it looked like a station wagon. It like a midget station wagon. That's what it looked like, a hatchback. And I think one time a tire, I went in a car with him, but one time his tire flew off. Yeah, that was crazy. But I remember driving out there. These niggas had they bedroom shit to move in. Like it was real life house party too. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't, like I said, I didn't attend, but I was up there a lot, you know what I'm saying? Cause I didn't go straight into JC or Cal State or university. Nah, nigga took like a year off. Right. And I partied Northridge. Shit. We used to hoop at night. They had these outside courts. I remember they used to lock down the campus when the freshmen came. I forgot what they called. Me and Sugar was just talking about this. But, like, they're not hallway monitors. I forgot the dorm. I can't think of it right now. Y'all know who it is. Niggas, the niggas that be in charge of the dorms and shit like that, they got to do the head count. Got to make sure y'all not sneaking niggas in. We had to check in at the booth. You know what I'm saying? They right there at the gate. Yo, Northridge, niggas used to get on that campus. Niggas used to sneak on that campus during lockdown hours. I remembers. Yeah, I do. But... we used to have crazy hooping matchups down there in that goddamn court. Niggas was hooping on that court. We had tournaments. I think we lost in the championship game or some shit like that. Me and Dobby, I don't know if we were playing 2-on-2. Was we playing 2-on-2 or 3-on-3 or something like that? It was a tournament, though, and I think we ended up losing. But we used to run, the Valley, though. We was in competition, though. Them Oakland niggas was out there. At one point, like the second half of the Northridge run, some Oakland niggas came down here that was going to the school. And my God, when I tell you the clash of the cultures, my nigga, they was down there regulating some shit. It was a horror story with them niggas every weekend. Yeah, shit that we did in Northridge. I got to get Dobby on for at least part two. You know what I'm saying? Man, me and Dobby, that's my road. That's my lounge club compadre right there. 98.9% of the clubs and lounges I've ever been to and participated in, Dobby was there. Dobby was there. Man, he got fouls. I got fouls, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember going to one of the parties in the hills. You know what I'm saying? I can't remember the race, but they got money. And they into BMWs. Sports. Okay? They not playing. It's something under that hood. And I just remember Dobby that nigga was just floating around the party or whatever. I got my corner to the back. I mean, it's a regular house party. It's going up. But I don't know, man. It was something off with the vibes. Anyway, Dobby in there eating, drinking, all kind of shit. That nigga partying. I had the red Saturn, the three-door coupe. Nigga, I thought I was owned. Do y'all know when I went to Cal Worthington, nigga, and turned in my black Pontiac? Because it was a racer mobile, and the cooling shit broke, nigga. I used to have to put water in it, like, every couple of miles or some shit like that. Drove that motherfucker to Cal Worthington smoking. That motherfucker was smoking. Dropped that motherfucker right off, got the SC coupe, red. That's all they had, man. I thought I was fly as hell with that third. And it was like a little half door. You know what I'm saying? It was suicide. It was cute for a little bit. Drove my ass straight to Northridge that night, nigga. What? Y'all better stop playing. I went straight to the ridge. I went straight there. This is how you get to Northridge. Where I was staying at, nigga. Different locations, but the normal one, you be on Manchester, cross, you know what I'm saying, you make a left off of, well, I ain't gonna tell you, just, you get on the 110 off of Manchester, you take Manchester all the way to the 101, you take the 101 all the way to the 405, yeah, the 101 to the 405, north, and then you take that, and then you get off on, shit, you can get off just about any street after that, but Northridge is, I forgot what street that is. I forgot some of the streets. Like, I know they got a Balboa, Ventura. I forgot, man. I know the apartment was off a street that started with an L. But when I get Dobby back on here, then, you know, we could brush up some details and shit like that. But nah, man, this nigga was partying. This nigga was eating some type of dip. Or whatever, and I know it was a certain color because the nigga was throwing up some shit in my car. He started to throw up, and we was with some chicks. We was with, and both of them. This was embarrassing for the homie, cause he knew them. They went to Northridge, so they was real cool. And Dobby is a charmer. He's a charmer teddy bear. The nigga's an incredible Hulk, but he's a charmer. Okay. And he had both of these chicks. Like, we picked both of them up or whatever. They were super cool. I met them a couple of times or whatever, but not on to, like, I don't think we got cool to where it was nickname status. Because I think we only bumped into them, or at least he took me over to their dorm room a couple of times or whatever. So we kept it, like, neutral. They knew who I was. But come to find out, like, one of the girls, both of them was digging them. But one girl was digging them out loud. The other one didn't say it till we got into the car, right? So, party over. It's time to go back to the valley. We going back to the apartments. You know what I'm saying? Either we going back to the apartments or we going back to they spot, right? Either one, right? That was before what happened had happened. This nigga stumbles to the car. I had to get him, and one of the girls in the front, we put that nigga in the back. I'm glad I made that Peyton Manning Omaha decision. I made that decision because I knew something was up. And it was whatever was in that goddamn dip and on those chips, this nigga started throwing up. I said, this nigga better not throw up in my car. The girl in the back grabbed him. You got to think, Dobby's not a little guy. You know what I'm saying? And college Dobby, he was solid. And couple, you know, muscle tone. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't on Al Bundy status yet. You know what I'm saying? He still has some athletic weight to him. Man, she must have picked that nigga up and leaned him over. You know what I'm saying? I think I had to come to a stop, open up the door, let him get most of it out. And then after that, she just put his head over the window. Because something got on my car. You know what I'm saying? Then we get back to his apartment. We drive back to his apartment. And I don't know if we had the picture or not. Or at least we don't have it. We probably ain't got the footage no more. But anyway, this nigga throwing up all through the hallway. It just looked like Slimer came through. Shit, nigga, it should look like if the lights went off in the hallways, it would have glowed in the dark. Man, we threw that nigga on his bed. And gave that nigga's, I mean, they took care of him. You know what I'm saying? Like, they catered to him. I threw the nigga on the bed. You know what I'm saying? Because that apartment, that was a wild apartment, though. That was a wild apartment. It was eight niggas in that apartment. Like, it was similar to the Wu-Tang thing. Like, niggas would just come and go, but the main niggas that was on the lease was always there. But it was always, I was there. You know what I'm saying? We had some, you know, Cash Money and his Army, better yet, in Navy. Niggas was coming. That was the spot. Niggas got away from L.A., but that was the spot. We used to pregame, and in certain cases, if it's one of those nights where they were like, we're going to come back to the crib with y'all, which they did this night. They came back to the apartment. Who are they? Sexy Tenderonis. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Two of them came. So you know what that means, right? Tag team champions of the mother of Northridge, right? Dobby goes to the room. Oh, we're breaking this match up. You know what I understand? Yeah, this is a falls anywhere matchup. Tag team. I'm on the couch. Lights is off. But you still get the glow from the moon. You know what I'm saying? From the sliding door. You know what I'm saying? So it set the mood. You got that gleam, that bluish gleam type of glare coming through the window, hitting the kitchen. And on top of that, the kitchen light, not the kitchen light, but the kitchen bulb under the microwave is on, but it's on low. You know what I'm saying? So it's very dense. Like the filter is fire. And we're going at it on that couch. Oh, my God. It's a match. Somebody walks in. Oh, man. Nah, this wasn't one of those scrunchies is on the door. Like, at this point, it's nobody's fault. If it's anybody's fault, it's the horny people. Because we wasn't thinking. We wasn't thinking, we was drinking. You know what I'm saying? Nobody had time to put up no warning signs. Nah, niggas didn't have no time for that. Hey, we automatically knew y'all got the bedroom, we got the living room, we'll meet y'all halfway, or we'll see you in the morning, bucko. Because she's going to sleep on that couch, I'm going to sleep on this couch after we're all done. You know what I'm saying? And y'all going to be cuddled up. Dobby was a cuddler anyway. And then somebody walks in. All I heard was jiggle, jiggle of the keys, playing with the knob, and niggas is rowdy at the door. You know, when you niggas had already hit Jack in the Box up, 7-Eleven, it's time. So for the niggas that didn't get no numbers or did get the numbers, but that was it. Them niggas came straight back to the crib. We was responsible. Niggas knew when not to continue to be in the streets. You know what I'm saying? After the club, my nigga. After the club, which lets out at 2 o'clock. Nigga, that time period between 2 a.m. and 3:30 a.m., nigga, is crucial. It's crucial because you are L.A. niggas in the valley. So you need to decide if you're going to take that hour trip back and just chalk it up but be in your safe haven, or if you're going to roll the dice and see if you get something in the valley and stay the night. And sometimes niggas lost more than they won in college. That's what cats is not going to talk about. They lost more than they won. Now, they probably won a shitload of games, but they lost. They lost. They lost. Because, well, that's a whole totally different theory. But niggas lost. Niggas won, but niggas lost before they won. Niggas come, and I say, yo, is X-rated in here? Do not turn on the light. I repeat, keys jiggling, playing with the knob. Niggas is rowdy. Bust open the door. You could smell the Jack in the Box. You could hear the bags. You know niggas has got a pizza slice. You know niggas has got the glizzies. Huh? You know niggas has got the tacos. You know niggas has got the ultimate. I'm not even going to. Gigi, know what? Gigi be clowning me because I told her one of our breakfast sandwiches is the extreme sausage. Pause. At Jack in the Box. But that's what them niggas is. Niggas got ranch, extra ranch for some shit. You know what I'm saying? And guess what? These niggas want to flicker the lights on. You know they going to do something stupid. I say, yo, hey, is X-rated in here? Don't hit the lights. You know what I'm saying? That was that. That was that. That's a wild. It's a wild situation going on in that same apartment building. Shit don't stop. Who y'all heard in the beginning of the episode? It was cringy. I know it is. I got a lot more. And a lot more that y'all will never hear because we lost it. But we were able to recover some lost tapes. And my God. My God. You have to believe in the Lord after you hear some shit like this. It was a situation. It's a situation where my boy J.O., he set up. I'll get to that in a minute, but J.O. was outside, man. J.O. was an outside type of nigga. Held his job down. Shout out to the Foot Locker job. Shout out to the T-Mobile. Like he was at. He did his job well, too. That was our nigga. He the one that set up the Flawless 115 Studios where we had rap battles. You know what I'm saying? Where we did, like, niggas, when we thought we were not even inspiring rappers, we were just in there on some In Living Color type shit. Yeah, niggas had fun in color. It used to be girls in there. Just randomly. So J.O. had a thing with the ladies. And J.O. from L.A. too. Now you're from a certain part, and we talked about this. But I don't wanna start no war between East Side niggas and Baldwin Hill niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's upper, you know, it's the upper black class. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. The Laderas. Huh? Y'all know what I'm... Lemert Park, a little on the hood side. But y'all get it, man. Anyway, J.O. messing with these chicks. Pretty boy. J.O. the pretty boy with the curls. You know what I'm saying? What car was he driving back then? I forgot. Did he have a Charger back then? I think he had one. I gotta have him on the show. He gonna tell you his perspective. That nigga, he be putting dubs on some shit. We gonna see though. Anyway, The nigga was outside, nigga, dating everything. Every time I came back to the apartment, this nigga just had something, right? And he got them. Lookers, too. Yeah, I've got, if there's anything I'm gonna give to J.O., he definitely, now, mentally, he has some head cases, boy. He has some head cases. And one of them, we was going out one night. We was going to some little club out there in the valley. And man, when I tell you that shit was raunchy. I'm talking about ghetto raunchy, like East Side raunchy. Like how'd you niggas get away from over here and go over there and party over there like that? I don't know. It was a night, my nigga, because it started from the pregame. My nigga J.O. was at work. Ring, ring, ring. I mean, because we planning on partying. Like, nigga, the pregame started, like, the afternoon. Like, wake up in the morning, niggas go to work or whatever the case may be. Got to wait till niggas get out of class and get off of work. But, nigga, and then we got to hit that traffic before it get too fucking ugly. You know what I'm saying? So, on a Friday, you have to get to the valley before 12 o'clock. Or you just going to be sitting in traffic. And some of that traffic is going to Hollywood. At a certain point, it ain't going to be that much. But now you're talking about Hollywood, Burbank area. It's all popping. That's where a certain type of parties is going on. We staying in the valley this time. And nigga, you know, I'm out there. And we out there at the outlet. Yeah, we out there. I'm not saying no names. But you, Dobby's in, you know, nigga, it's Dobby apartment. You know what I'm saying? Dobby, J.O. and others. Y'all don't have to name too many. But nigga, J.O. at work. We get a phone call. Bling, 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 bling. Hey, I need y'all to come up to my job. These niggas up here trying to get me. J.O., if you listening to this episode, you can verify this once you come on, brother. Gives us a call. And I say us because us, nigga. So we go up. We go up to the mall to go escort this nigga back home. This is a true story. We go get him. Nobody's there. Nobody's around or nothing like that. Clear. It's in the clear. Like, this nigga got a presidential escort back to the apartment. We get back to the apartment. Niggas is pre-gaming. You know the music is on. And normally I would play music in reference of this, but my shit be going on, it's going to be on YouTube now, so I don't want them to, you know, blank it out or whatever the case may be. But just know, we listening to something. Sean Deadball, we listening to something, right? Get a knock at the door. Come on, knock at my door. We'll be waiting. Yeah, it's a knock at the door. Open it up. It's about six niggas outside. Heavy on the black, a hint of red, couple of white tees, smells of black and mounds. And it was like, yo, is Jordan here? So it was me and Will at the door. You know my guy, Will, one of my best friends. Me and him went to Fremont, along with Dabo, Chase. You know what I'm saying? Smooth and others. And yeah, we've been cool since the ninth grade. Fast forward. We at the door. Niggas is dressed, smelling good. Like, we are ready. We're ready. Nigga, the pregame. Like, we was probably going to leave in about, before that knock, we was leaving within the next 10, 15 minutes. That knock kind of prolonged it a little bit, and I'm going to tell you why. Even though niggas end up going to the same club, which was crazy, because, all right, I'll tell you that in a minute. Niggas were like, yeah, we looking for Jordan. And we was like, yeah, he here. And he was like, yeah, they were like, yeah, tell homie you got to come out. And we was like, nah. Nah, he can't. I mean, he can't come outside right now. That's what we told him. Like, basically, he was like, nah, we good, bro. I mean, he can't come outside. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't gonna even lie to you. I think by numbers, I think we was outmatched by at least, they probably had like an extra body or two. You know what I'm saying? Jordan was there. Dabo was there. And I think we had another person. But I think they had one or two more people. And one of them niggas was big. So that was all Will by himself. That was a solo. It would have been lightning and thunder if them niggas would have been on some move. We need to talk to him type of energy. But it wasn't. I'm not going to say that they punked out. I think they played it well by not escalating the situation because they was technically out of bounds. But these were some Pacoima Pie rules, right? And no, hey, we gotta get along with everybody. I'm just letting you know what happened. We just had to tell him, like, nah, the homie can't come outside. He's, you know, he ain't, whatever they said he did, he didn't do. You know what I'm saying? But we good. You know, like, he good, y'all good, we good. So they agreed to just leave. And they did. They left. They left. But we did meet up at the club. And it was somewhat of a situation. Not that big. I mean, it did turn into something. It was some drama after that. It was definitely one of those reality show drama type of shit after that. But that's the type of shit we did up in Northridge, right? You know what I'm saying? Here's an event that I wasn't at, but hear the story so often. It's a classic. And the story goes like this. I'm stuck at the work site. I'm working security downtown LA. Niggas is up in the ridge at the apartment. And they across the street. I let Dobby tell you what across the street is. But we are across the street or whatever. Fast forward, look, I'm not even gonna share the details. I'm just gonna hit y'all with some the homie crashed the homegirl roommate car. And got ran over by the homie got in the car and ran himself over with the car. I said that correctly. I said the homie got in the car, didn't know how to drive it, lost control, tried to dive out, and got rolled. You cannot make this shit up, bro. You can't. I was there. I wasn't at that one, but you know what I mean. I read the Bible on the outlet. Because when Dobby took me to that New Year's Eve dorm party, because we didn't have nothing lined up for that year. I forgot what year it was. It could have been 2001 or 2002, one of those. But yeah, nigga, it wasn't popping. We couldn't find open. You know, because around that time, they charging, you know, $100-$400 to get into any party. Sunset, the Hills, Hollywood, Beverly Hills, the Valley. Like, nigga, we college students. FAFSA. You know what I'm saying? You know, niggas blew their checks on those coats, on those jackets. Yeah, and the car clubs. You know, and the Lamborghini doors. Because that was popping up in Northridge, too. Lamborghini doors on everything. On Nissan Altimas and Maximas. These niggas, yeah, they did that. They did that. We watched every single bit of it. Every single bit of it. We did. We experienced a lot in fucking Northridge, man. I think that's where Dobby first got his introduction to, not saying that he hadn't did this as a kid or anything like that, but shit, he damn near started his almost professional career. We're trying to get the nigga into the Olympics now with the flag football. Nigga got a hold of that flag football and ain't put it down since. You know what I mean? Like, he ended up being friends with a with a club bodyguard, and we used to get into, what was it called, Center Space? Yeah, I forgot old boy name, but I played him in Madden in the championship. We had a tournament. That's when I won, like, remember I told you, see, me and Dobby knew these cats, you know, through Northridge and going to school with these niggas, or I don't know. Dobby's a people person. Anyway, he met these cats, cool cats. I'm still friends with them to this day, but don't talk to them as much as Dobby does. And they was having a Madden tournament. And I ended up playing Dobby in like the first round at the Falcons. This is when the Falcons had Mike Vick. I'm hearing niggas, yo, pause. But I'm breezing through this tournament. Oh my God, nigga, with Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Like, Finneran, Peerless Price, Warg Dunn. Nigga, what? Algie Crumpler, like, nigga, they had a fucking squad, boy. So I get to, as a matter of fact, yeah, something happened. Like, I was playing against his homeboy, and I was whooping, I ain't gonna say I was whooping his ass, but I was in control of the game or whatever. Then he had to go. Like, he couldn't finish the game. So Dobby said, I'll finish it for you. So I told Dobby, I'm like, nigga, Dobby from the outlet. Me and you, we gang. I was like, nigga, let me win, but I'll give you. I told him, I'll give that nigga like $20. I think I was going to win like 100, 120 or something like that. And I gave that nigga like 20, 30 bucks. I said, throw the game. Just let me finish it. And win, and I'll give you a little something. You know what I'm saying? That I'm a Capricorn. Of course, nigga. So this nigga agreed to it until Mike Vick got hurt. Mike Vick got hurt, but not for the whole game. The nigga got hurt. This nigga Dobby tried to take advantage of it. I don't trust the homie sometimes. The nigga tried to beat me. Nigga Mike Vick came back. We shut that shit down. Stop playing with me, little boy. That's probably why I only gave him $20, because the nigga tried to get me. Nah, nigga, I won that one. But we went to that party, though. Let me get back to it. We went to that party, my nigga. Went to some dorms. And this is like, you could tell this was like his fourth or fifth string roster of girls that he knew. Yeah. Have you ever been to like a dorm with some girls and them motherfuckers was weird? Like, the facts of life. Like, just awkward, you know? Like, smart. Like, the sarcasm jokes, like, overboard because they probably nervous or some shit like that. Y'all know what I'm talking about, man. Y'all done been in dorm rooms like that. Anyway, we with that roster, right? It was a chicken there. And it turned into a little party. You know what I'm saying? It turned into a nigga had a playlist. Well, back then it was CDs. And we was a music flowing. You know what I'm saying? And we wanted to bring in the night there. Nigga, why? One of the roommates, and she seemed like she was one of the square ones, but she was drinking a lot. She was drinking a lot. Like, she was drinking so much. It felt like tonight she's going to face her demons. Tonight she's about to let us know about everything in her dysfunctional family. That's how she was oiled. We dancing, and I could tell she's sauced, right? The motherfucker went in my pocket and took my CarMax, used it, and she used it the girl way. You know me, I don't use it the way the average civilian uses. I don't even use CarMax anymore anyway. I use Blistex or something like that. I like that. It coats my lips better. Pause. That's a wild one. I know niggas gonna make fun of me about that one. Anyhow, she took my Carmex, nigga, and she rubbed that motherfucker against her lips like it was some lipstick. Put the top back on, put it in her pocket, and then said, "You stole my Carmex." I said, "Nigga, you just went in my pocket and took that." Her friend then grabs her and was like, "It's time for you to go lay down." And she made that motherfucker go lay down. And then was like, "Yo, you go lay down with her." Not like that. But she was saying it like, "Yo, if you want to and you want to go lay down with her, that's cool." I said, "No, I'm not. She's lit. It's time for us to leave. We're out of here, bucko." But I sensed that she was, you know, her move that she tried to play was on Dobby or whatever. But Dobby wasn't, you know, Dobby was like, if it's another matchup, then it's another matchup. But if it's not equal, then he said he was, you know, he was pretty much good. Like, she, you know, niggas was weird, dog. Niggas was weird. But that's just, like I said, that's just part one. That's just part one of the of Northridge. And next time I'll be back with this. I don't know when I update it. Since it's on my mind, I'ma hit up Dabo. I'ma hit up J.O. I'ma tell him to listen to the episode, and then we can do the part two, and then part three. And then they gon, you know, say they side of the story. You know how that is. You know how that goes. But at the end of the day, I want to tell y'all goodbye. Let's see what this is.
Are we recording right now?
Electro-convulsive therapy.
Go, 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 go.
Nah, I ain't doing that to y'all. That's crazy.